So the government's starting to roll out, or will do by October, this tax money. Family Boost will allow you to claim back 25% of your early childhood fees, up to $75 a week. All families earning up to $180,000 with childcare costs are eligible. That maximum amount available to families earning up to $140,000. Now, the Chief Executive of Early Childhood NZ, Cathy Wolfe, is with us. Cathy, very good morning to you.
Morena, Mike.
How good a news is this?
This is great news. I mean, you know, we're going to have 20,000 more families tomorrow. They were better off than they were today. And so, any policy that provides access to early childhood education is a good thing.
Will more people go and use the facilities or not, or we don't know?
Well, at this stage, we don't know, because that's where the proof in the pudding is going to be in terms of the reach, the uptake and the implementation. So currently, we might have families who are living in communities that actually don't have a lot of provision, which means that the uptake there will be probably very low or nothing. So that rebate won't actually help them. And so, you're quite right. We'll have to wait and see what the uptake and the reach will be on for these particular families.
What about fees going up, negating the payment?
Yeah, well, that's another potential position that might happen, because there are community and other services out there who actually offer low fees or no fees. So we're not sure whether those services will now charge fees, so these families have access to the rebate. That's kind of counterintuitive, though.
Yeah. What about the paperwork? Is that going to be a... I mean, I know it's not within your purview, but in general, if you've got a, you know, it's a credit, is that going to be an impediment, potentially?
Potentially it will be, because the implementation of this will be quite tricky. Some families won't have access to computers to get onto the Inland Revenue website. There will be services that will help families, but then again, that might take a teacher off the floor. So we do need to think about how this is going to be implemented, and it will be implemented pretty quickly. So it's going to be, as one of my colleagues said, quick and dirty. However, the challenge is that many of these families won't understand it. The other thing is the affordability. So they're going to have to wait 3 months to get that rebate.
Exactly.
So, you know, they can't afford early child education now. So they've still got to pay it for 3 months and then get their rebate.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. By the way, just quickly, while I've got you, I was watching the Prime Minister yesterday, and he used the line, it's not the first time he's ever used, it's one of the most expensive services in the world. Why are we so expensive here?
It's coming back to the funding. The way the funding is implemented and distributed, we need to have a serious look at our funding system. We need it uncomplicated. And that's making sure that both parents and families, early childhood services and teachers, the funding is going to the right places. It's fit for purpose. And therefore, we can bring, you know, fees down. And the government can look at what the return on the investment is, both for from the funding perspective, but also how much parents are paying for early childhood education. Mm. Early childhood education is creates economic well-being, and it's the first part of a child's learning journey. So making early childhood education affordable is a good thing, and we need to work with the government towards doing so.
Great stuff, Cathy. Appreciate it very much. Cathy Wolfe, who's the Chief Executive of Early Childhood New Zealand.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.